WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, awesome listeners. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something super powerful. Building resilience through emotional awareness. Ever feel like life just keeps throwing curveballs your way? You know that feeling when you're knocked down and it feels impossible to get back up? Well, guess what? That's where emotional awareness comes in. It's like having a superpower, the ability to understand and manage your own feelings so you can weather any storm. Now, I'm not talking about becoming some Zen master overnight. We all have those days where our emotions run wild. But understanding why we feel certain things and learning how to navigate those feelings is crucial for building resilience. That means bouncing back stronger from setbacks, dealing with stress like a champ, and ultimately living a happier, more fulfilling life. Here's the deal. You can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you react to it. And emotional awareness is your secret weapon in that game. So let's break down some key takeaways that will help you unlock this incredible power within yourself. First up, recognize your emotions. Sounds simple, right? But often we're so caught up in the whirlwind of our daily lives that we barely take a moment to pause and acknowledge what we're feeling. It's like driving with your eyes closed. You might get somewhere eventually, but it's not going to be pretty. So practice checking in with yourself throughout the day. When you feel a surge of anger, frustration, joy, or even boredom, take a moment to name that emotion. Next, understand your triggers. We all have things that set us off: deadlines, traffic jams, certain people. You get the picture. Once you start noticing your emotional patterns, pay attention to what situations consistently trigger those feelings. This awareness is crucial because it allows you to anticipate and manage these triggers better. Maybe you need to schedule extra breaks when facing a big deadline or avoid certain social situations that tend to leave you drained. Third, learn healthy coping mechanisms. We've all got our ways of dealing with stress, but some methods are more helpful than others. Binge-watching Netflix might feel good in the moment, but it doesn't actually address the underlying issue. Instead, explore healthier coping strategies like exercise, meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, whatever helps you calm your mind and recharge your batteries. Now, let's talk about communication. Being able to express your emotions effectively is key to building strong relationships and navigating conflicts constructively. So, practice saying how you feel in a clear and assertive way. It's okay to say, "I feel frustrated when," or "I need some space right now." Remember, honest communication is the foundation of healthy connections. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. Building emotional awareness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel like you're making progress and moments where you slip up. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing, keep learning, and celebrate your successes along the way. Okay, picture this. You're at work, facing a major deadline with everyone buzzing around you like bees in a hive. Suddenly, you realize you're starting to feel overwhelmed and stressed. Instead of letting those feelings take over, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, acknowledge that you're feeling stressed, and remind yourself that it's okay to feel this way. Then, you prioritize your tasks, break them down into manageable chunks, and ask for help from a colleague if needed. By recognizing your emotions, managing your triggers, and using healthy coping mechanisms, you navigate the situation calmly and effectively. See? It's like having an internal GPS that guides you through the rough patches. Emotional awareness is your key to unlocking resilience and thriving in the face of any challenge. So, remember these 5 takeaways. Recognize your emotions, understand your triggers, learn healthy coping mechanisms, communicate effectively, and be kind to yourself. Now, go out there and own your emotional intelligence. I want to hear from you guys. What are some strategies that help you build resilience? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay awesome and keep winning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.